Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. Where is the windiest spot in Indiana? Judging from where wind farms are popping up, the wind blows best from northwest of Lafayette to Kokomo to Randolph County along the eastern edge of Indiana. At one time, windmills were a settler's solution to a small farm's needs. Now, they're making a big comeback in the Midwest as a greener solution to our energy needs. Wind farms can effectively contribute to our energy needs with no pollution or excessive natural resource needs. The key to a wind farm's success is location, location, location. One of the many challenges wind farms face during the planning stage is finding the ideal location to maximize energy production and minimize the impact on the surrounding terrain and airspace. The base of a wind tower requires only a half acre of land, yet the rotating blades swath an area of over an acre in the air, in any direction, depending on which way the wind blows. This aerial onslaught can be devastating to migratory birds and bats if numerous windmills are placed directly in their flight paths. On the ground, wildlife and sensitive natural areas can be adversely impacted if numerous windmills fragment their habitat or modify water flow and soil conditions. If landowners keep these factors in mind when planning windmill locations, wind farms could become the true giants of green energy.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. Information about harnessing the power of the wind is available at nature.org/Indiana.